was born in Soviet Union. It was pretty rough. I play a game, play hockey.
Hockey was the most popular sport in the Soviet Union. From childhood, they picked out the best of the best of the best. It was politics, really. The game for them wasn't just the game, it was also propaganda.
Cold War passions were running very, very hot.
Soviet military forces have invaded Afghanistan.
Sport were, in a way, a kind of warfare.
Okay, here's the deal. To me, the sign of a good documentary is if it can be compelling, even if its subject is something I really don't care about. Red Army manages to do that with the topic of hockey, particularly how things played out in the international scene with the Russian national team. The film profiles some of the best Russian players during the Cold War, what their lives were like as sports superstars behind the Iron Curtain, and what is happening with them now. Not just about sports, Red Army sets all of this against the backdrop of U.S.-Russian relations during the 1980s and 1990s. While Red Army is about hockey in the specific, it dovetails into greater issues like international politics, socialism, and propaganda. Like hockey itself to the old USSR, the dominance of the Russian national team was a symbol of socialist achievement to the country as a whole. In the end, Red Army gives an intriguing snapshot of Cold War politics and how it influenced the most popular of cultural events. Red Army gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.